I'm watching videos of dam tests with Blake Tullis, an engineering professor and researcher at the Utah Water Research Lab in Logan. He recently returned from France, where he saw what happens when a dam opens its floodgates all the way, creating essentially a catastrophic flood. This flood was intentional, part of a two-day-long test that cost 55,000 euros in lost electricity production revenue.
That's what 9,000 cubic feet per second looks like coming out of the dam.
Wow.
Pretty impressive for us, for engineers like that. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Tullis is stoked about big dam releases because he's used to working with tiny scale models of dams. The hydraulics modeling lab here in Logan looks like a cross between a skate park and a water park. Lots of shaped concrete and tubes and pipes. The Logan River actually runs through the building, and the lab can divert the water into its models, where it can be a stand-in for the Kern River in California or the Susu River in Malaysia. It's easy for us to walk to the top of the model of the Isabella Dam near Bakersfield, California. It's like a really lumpy, empty swimming pool. The reservoir is essentially the deep end of the pool, and we're standing on top of the water slide that will be a new spillway for the dam.
This spillway was designed to carry 50,000 cubic feet per second, the maximum flood design. Even though there's no water in California now, the probable maximum flood is now 500,000 cubic feet per second, so an order of magnitude higher, 10 times higher. They came to us for help, so what we're standing in here will be a new exhibit.
This spillway is a new design from Tullis and his students, and once it's built, Isabella Dam will be able to hold and spill more water, giving the dam managers more control over increasingly unpredictable water levels. We take a golf cart to another building with one of the international dam models. This one is like a crystal pyramid. It has a clear plexiglass staircase coming out of some wooden scaffolding.
So this is a spillway for a dam called Takai in Malaysia. And so again, the primary purpose for this is hydropower generation, but the spillway is for flood flows that they can't generate power with. So the flood flows will come down this. They have stair steps here. These steps kind of dissipate or break up some of that kinetic energy. So it's not so problematic down here.
There aren't many dams being built in the US these days. Tullis says engineers have shifted their design work away from huge new dam construction to making dams more efficient and rehabilitating old dams with improvements like these new spillways and adding in tubes for fish passage. But in other countries, dam building is big right now, big like the 1930s and 40s were in this country.
But other places in the world, it's still a very viable option. In Switzerland, for example, they have, I believe, about 40 to 45% of their energy comes from nuclear power. And after the Fukushima disaster in Japan, they're planning on mothballing all of their nuclear and compensating with more hydropower.
There are dozens of examples of models and projects at the Utah Water Research Lab that are intended for other places. And not just for hydropower, but also for irrigation solutions and flood control in developing countries that just don't have sophisticated water delivery systems and still have serious water quality problems. Blake Tullis has project money set aside to go visit the dam in Malaysia after it's completed. It's pretty fun to open the valve and watch the Logan River flow through a 1 to 35 scale model of a dam, but based on the photos and videos he keeps on his computer, it's clear that he enjoys seeing the real thing about 35 times more. I tease him about all the dam selfies I see as he scrolls through his photos.
It's pretty rewarding to do applied research that ends up helping people all over the world solving common problems, and it's a good feeling to be producing something that's not just journal worthy, but useful as well.
Reporting from Logan, I'm Jennifer Pemberton for The Source.